What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am here with an amazing voice actor and a wonderful person. She does a lot of voices on the show Girl Tales, which is a lovely podcast. We've been friends with this podcast for many years, and I'm so excited to have Tessa Flannery on the show!
Hello, Mr. Eric. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Tessa, how long have you been doing voices for Girl Tales?
Pretty much since pretty early on, maybe 2017.
Wow.
Early 2018, maybe.
Yeah. So that's pretty early
pretty
on.
Pretty much.
We are two of those shows that, like, we just keep making those episodes.
Just keep making them.
I'm really happy to have you here. Now, it wouldn't be What If World, though, without a what if question. So we're going to first play this question from Saffron.
Hi, my name is Saffron. I like Wings of Fire and Squishmallows. And my what if question is, what if Draco Max got stuck in a board game called Dungeons & Dungeons? Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Dungeons and Dungeons. This is lovely. Saffron probably knows that I am a fan of Dungeons and Dragons. That's where our, like, Guild and Goblin stuff has come from. Are you familiar with any of these kinds of fantasy role-playing games or board games?
Oh, yes. I haven't played myself. I haven't been invited.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well,
I know all about them.
We'll give you a little taste of nerdiness today.
Yay.
And then we've got one more question from a patron named Augie.
Hi, I'm Augie. I live in Portland, Oregon. I'm 9 years old, and my what if question is, what if Draco Max accidentally ate Fred the dog and JF Cat needed to go into Draco Max to save him?
Oh boy. Okay. Yep. Well, people getting eaten is kind of a recurring theme in What If World. I'm just glad that it's not me today. Kids love asking those questions. So thank you all for sparing me. Oh, I also wanted to give just an honorary mention to Valerie on Spotify. Valerie has asked us a lot of questions, and one of her questions was, what if ZZ and Zach explored Loch Ness and found the Loch Ness monster? So we're not exactly using that. I sort of stumbled on that one after we'd already written this outline. I was like, oh, wow, this, what a cool question. So I wanted to thank her as well.
Yeah, Valerie, keep those questions coming.
So we're going to talk a little more about Girl Tales, this show that Tessa Flannery does a bunch of voices for. But right now, I want to tell you a story. So let's find out. What if Draco Max accidentally ate Fred and JF Cat went into Draco Max to save him? And what if Draco Max got stuck in a board game called Dungeons and Dungeons? There are a few places in What Is World, infused with so much myth and magic, that imaginary people can practically step right through. That's what Draco Max was doing today. He'd folded up his paper wings and invited Fred the dog and JF Cat to ride on his back as he walked out of What If World and onto the western bank of Loch Ness in Scotland. There, as you might have guessed, was Draco Max's longtime pen pal, Nessie! You might know her as the Loch Ness Monster. If you were standing on the shore of Loch Ness that day, just south of Urquhart Castle, you might have seen these two famous monsters finally meet.
Oh, hello! It is I, Draco Max, the mightiest dragon in all of What If World, but I'm in What Is World now. Hi, said Draco Max.
Hello. Did you bring me anything shiny by any chance?
Oh, I know that from your letters that you love shiny things. I did make a surprise with many shiny things.
And are you gonna introduce us or what?
Said JF Cat.
You asked us to come here because you said you were nervous and you needed friends to back you up in case you couldn't think of things to say. And right now you're not saying anything, so I just figured I'd jump in,
said Fred the dog. He was a pug mix with a tongue far too long for his mouth, which is why his voice sounded the way it did.
These are my friends who are not embarrassing me at all right now, because I am very confident. Fred and JF Cat, meet my pen pal, Nessie.
Oh, hello. I'm Nessie. I'm a sea monster, as you can see from my tail and my flippers and scales and, yes.
Hi, Nessie. Yeah, I'm JF Cat. Fred the dog, he likes sticks, which are usually shiny. I like crystal balls, you know, especially when you knock them off a shelf and they shatter into a million shiny pieces.
Ooh, I like that too.
Yes, you are all getting along easily and talking, and I am participating in conversation.
That's not how that goes, Dracomax, but I like that you're trying.
Dracomax?
Yes. Penmanship, your letters, I don't know how you keep them dry.
I've got your letters somewhere here in my hoard as well.
Dracomax and Nessie were both feeling a little bit nervous. And so JF Cat and Fred the dog jumped in with their normal convivial energy, taking over the conversation, jumping in, making jokes, and before long, Nessie, Fred, and JF Cat were having a grand old time.
Oh, that was a good one, Nessie.
I'm glad you liked it.
Nessie, I just noticed my tail's as long as your neck.
I'm good at jokes. There's a, I have,
Ooh.
And Dracomax, feeling nervous, spat out his surprise a little bit early. It was a life-sized board game full of dungeons and creaking with monster sounds and scary swamps and just about every fantasy trope you can imagine.
Yes, I made a game called Dungeons and Dungeons, and there are shiny things inside for you to discover, Nessie.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Good. Here are the dice. They are not that shiny, but they are rocks. And you roll them, and then we take turns.
Oh, and shiny things are outside.
Yes.
This game kind of looks like it's built for big monster people, and we're like little doggy kitty people. Is it perfectly safe for us to play?
Probably. I haven't actually played it. We're sort of play testing. Nessie, give roll the dice and pay attention to me now.
All right, I'll roll the dice.
Oh, I should have said that we are the game pieces. So now you roll the six, you have to jump along and yeah.
Here I go. One, two, three, four. Five, six. A big wave is coming.
She'd landed on the Loch Stress spot. Loch Ness itself started rising as if a great tide had taken it, and Fred the dog and JF Cat were soon being swept away.
This isn't what I signed up for.
Yeah, kitties don't like getting wet. I kind of think it's fun, except when they get swept away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no problem. I can... This is where Dracomax shines.
Dracomax unfolded his paper wings and flew and spun with majestic grace, scooping the two small animals out of the water without even getting a drop on his paper wings.
I am very athletic and impressive. You are paying more attention to me now.
Dracomax, I'm not so sure that this is safe for JF Cat. and Fred the dog?
Well, I'll just take my turn, and then we'll...
Dracomax was stumbling over his words. He didn't know what to say or do, so he did what he's been reminded to do in stressful moments like this and took a deep breath while rolling the dice. But as the dice hit the ground, he breathed them in!
Oh, that was too deep a breath. Oh, boy.
Hey, wait a second.
He kept breathing in. And Fred the dog was swept into his mouth, as was the entire Dungeons & Dungeons board game.
I should have breathed more through the nose.
Wait, Odessie, don't let me go.
Hang on, JF Cat.
Fortunately, JF Cat had some pretty sharp claws, and Nessie had a nice, tough, leathery hide, and he was able to hold on, but...
Normally, this is when I say something hilarious.
Said Fred as he got sucked up into Dracomax.
Fred!
That is one less person to have to compete with for winning now, right?
Dracomax, that's your friend. Your friend is sucked up inside of you. We've got to save him.
But the board game's in there, and he would have gotten stuck close to the last level, I imagine, because I breathed him in first. I have an idea.
And Dracomax breathed out two cat-sized figurines. One that resembled a dragon, and one that resembled, well, an ichthyosaurus, or I suppose a Loch Ness monster. Depends on how you feel.
These are magic. I can breathe out magical things. And if we just take a little nap, then our spirits will inhabit the figures. And we can go inside my own mouth, and we can save Fred.
Well, I'm not saving Fred by myself, but a nap sounds good.
Aye, let's do it.
And one nap later... Oh, that was a very refreshing nap. Are you two comfortable in your new figurine bodies?
Aye, this is smaller than me.
I am not feeling very strong and powerful in this body, but that is fine. There are other ways for Dracomax to be impressive.
Slowly and cautiously, they pried open Dracomax's sleeping mouth and walked into the body of the slumbering dragon. They heard monster sounds in the distance, and creaks and groans as well.
This is not at all scary now that it is doubly dark, and JF Cat, would you just roll the dice?
Fine, yeah, sure. Oh, I got a 7.
Ooh, this will be fun. We will go to Marshmallow Mire.
What's that?
They found their way to the board that somehow was standing up straight inside Dracomax's belly and jumped 7 spaces ahead until they found themselves in a sticky marshmallow swamp.
This looked less intimidating when I was making it. How do we get across? It is so sticky.
Sticky indeed.
The lily pads don't look too sticky. Oh, I can do this.
And being a small and very agile cat, JF Cat started jumping across them very quickly.
Come on, just do exactly what I do and be an incredibly dexterous cat.
I'm very dexterous in the water, but not always inside my friends' bellies. Let me try.
Okay, nicely done. Yes, and I know what I'll do. I'll just fly through and, and I'll just breathe fire. That way, none of these sticky vines will get me.
Oh, no, Dracomax.
He was getting stuck up in all the sticky vines, and breathing fire on them just caused them to melt and stick to his paper wings.
I don't think I can fly any. Save me.
I'll use my water powers.
Water rose up atop the swamp, and Dracomax was gently glided across the lily pads, with all the sticky, gooey marshmallow glop falling from his wings.
Oh, they are too wet for flying.
Sorry, Draco Max. It was the only way to get you across.
I should have brought my swimming wings today. I was just so excited to see you. And I don't know if I've really been being myself.
You're not alone in that, Draco Max. I've been a bit shy too.
Not me. I'm always exactly what I want to be. Let me roll again.
No, you didn't get doubles. It's Nessie's turn.
Oh, fine.
Okay. I'm gonna roll. 2 sixes. That's 12.
With a roll like that, we probably only need one more roll to get to the end and free Fred the dog.
Let's go.
They jumped 12 spaces ahead and found themselves at a dank, dark castle. But it was also like a kind of slightly cozy restaurant.
Oh yes, I remember this level. It is Troll Bistro. Oh, you will love the troll queen I designed for this level.
Trolls? Who dares enter my bistro?
It's me, JF Cat, former president of What If World, an all-around awesome person.
Also me, Draco Max, usually the largest dragon who ever lived, but right now I am little and my wings are wet.
And, it's me, Nessie, normally also very large. Very small today, though. But it's kind of fun.
I remember, I think we have to, cook something.
Yes. You must cook for me, the Troll Queen. I insist you make something fit for me. Trolls like foods that are slimy.
Slimy.
And sometimes covered in dirt, even.
Dirty, okay.
Oh, I know. I am just going to jump back. I cannot fly today, but that is fine. I'm going to jump back and get some sticky goop from the swamp. That is what I will get.
I'll look around for some, maybe inside Draco Max, maybe for some bogeys?
Oh, yes. I probably have plenty of bogeys in my belly. You know, when you have a cold, they just kind of go that way.
And I will dig in this dirt. It's very unbecoming of a cat, but to save my friend Fred the dog, I will do what must be done.
JF Cat started digging. Nessie started looking for bogeys, which, if you're from the United Kingdom, Scotland, Ireland area, you might know what that means.
And Draco Max came back with a pile of swampy, gooey slime.
Ooh, there is a boot in this.
Aw, yeah. And I found some old sticks and bones.
And I found so many bogeys.
I did have a cold last week, yes.
Let's mix them all together.
And they presented it to the Troll Queen.
Let me look upon what you have made. My favorite. Bogies mixed with goop, with bones and sticks and dirt. Yum, 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 yum.
Yes, served in a delightful old boot.
You have passed my test of the Troll Bistro. You may continue.
Wow, when we all worked together and I stopped showing off for a minute, it was a lot more fun than just me feeling nervous and trying to be big and strong and amazing.
Aye, and I liked you from your letters, and you weren't showing off in those.
Is it finally my turn to roll again?
No, it is my turn. My last roll, the board got sucked up. I at least get to roll once.
All fine.
Ooh, and 8.
And that was just enough to get them to the final space on the board. A proper dungeon from Dungeons and Dungeons.
It is the Dragonundrum space.
Oh dear.
There is a sleeping dragon here.
And there they saw the sleeping dragon, almost all the way asleep. Just one little giant eyelid cracked open, snuggling up with a Freddy bear as if it were a teddy bear.
So nice to see you. Normally people don't want to snuggle with me because I'm such a stinky dog. But this dragon seems to only want to snuggle with me, and I could use a little bit of help.
We'll help you, Fred.
If you are to help, Fred, you must answer my sleepy riddles 3.
Oh, okay. Dragons are supposed to be good at riddles.
I'm not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water slays me. What am I?
Kids at home, can you think?
Okay, you need air, but you don't breathe. You aren't alive, but you can grow. You can keep growing. And water slays you.
Oh, I know. Fire!
You have answered the first riddle.
Hurry!
Oh, that is good. We only have to get 2 out of 3 correct, so...
Phew.
Clear and cold, and sometimes cubed. I'm solid, but I'll flow if warm. What am I?
Clear and cold, and sometimes cubed. I'm asking the children at home, not because I don't know the answer. Of course I do. I'm a dragon, and... You know what? Okay, I don't know the answer. Why am I still bothering to try to show off? I don't know it. That's okay.
Is it ice?
Correct.
And the dragon fell all the way asleep.
Oh, Fred, we saved you.
Dracomax, why'd you give us this dangerous game? I don't want to get snuggle-squished by a giant dragon.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to bring us here because this is the last level and see what happens when the dragon goes to sleep.
The dragonundrum disappeared, revealing a giant pile of shiny things.
Shiny things! My absolute favorite!
Yes, there are shiny bottles and shiny pebbles, shiny paper, and old shiny trash.
Why isn't it golden jewels? It's so obvious that's what dragons got.
That's boring shiny stuff. Dragons get that all the time. I wanted different shiny things.
These are the most different, glittery, sparkly, shiny things that I've ever seen. Thank you, Draco Max.
Yes, and,
And suddenly, they were forcefully ejected through the mouth back into What Is World. Along with the Dungeons & Dungeons board game, which was broken into pieces.
Oh, Dracomax, what are you going to do? Your game, Dungeons & Dungeons, that you work so hard on.
Well, and all your shiny things. Oh, I think maybe I was trying a little too hard with this game. Perhaps next time I'll make a smaller one that does not potentially destroy us when we play.
Oh, I bet Fred and JF Cat would like that too.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, and maybe some more sticks in that next game, just because everyone wants that.
Fine. But now I don't know what to do next. I thought the game would take longer.
I know what to do. I've not had a chance to show you around my home and Loch Ness.
Oh, I'm still in my little dragon figurine. My Dracomax body is still asleep somehow after that big dragon breath. Oh, why don't you go back in your big body, and I'll stay in this little body, and we can all go for a ride.
That's perfect. Let me get back into my big body. Oh, it was fun to be small, but I love to be big. Okay, hop on my back. I'll show you Urquhart Castle, and the shoreline, and the ducks and geese, and the big boats that go looking for me.
And all the smells. Oh, low tide, my favorite.
I don't know if lakes have proper tides, but I'm excited. Let's go.
And jumping on Nessie's back, Dracomax, still little with his wings finally drying out in the sun, enjoyed a lovely time on the lake with his new friend. The end. Tessa, we did it! I almost called you Nessie.
That was so fun.
Your Nessie voice is extraordinary. They are so lucky to have your talent on the Girl Tales podcast.
Aw, I used to live in Scotland, so that's probably why.
Tessa, thank you again. Can you tell us a little about the Girl Tales podcast?
Of course, it would be my pleasure. Girl Tales podcast is a podcast where girls are the heroes of their own adventures and stories. So you can hear fairy tales and folk tales where the girls and non-binary kids are the heroes. And yeah, we work with amazing writers, and we've got writers in-house as well, like part of the Girl Tales team, who make all kinds of great stories. We've got a series right now called She Is Fierce, which is adaptations of Shakespeare's plays. So if you like adventures of like that variety, there we have those.
So cool.
We've got a series of historical fiction right now going on. We're also doing personalized holiday tales right now too. So if that's something you're interested in, you should totally check out the Girl Tales website. We make stories for everybody, but especially that make girls the center of the story.
And I bet a lot of you kids out there will love the show as well. So we share a network with them. We've been friends forever.
That's right.
And I'm so glad that we finally got to do a team up like this. This is incredible.
I'm so glad as well.
All right, Tessa. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, see you later.
Bye. Have you ever noticed someone feeling left out of a game? Maybe that someone was you! What changes could have made the game more fun for everyone? Talk to your grown-up if you're feeling stumped. Sometimes it just takes a little creativity and kindness to find a whole new way to play. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Tessa Flannery of Girl Tales, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that good leaders do a lot more listening than showing off. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at HoffmanAcademy.com.